Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
And he did it, as Jay points out, on his signature shot, Jay.
Right away. Over the right
shoulder. And we were speculating, will it be a sky hook? No, that's Kareem's shot. He did it. And Kareem used that to break Wilt's record. Laker. And LeBron, Laker, breaks Kareem's record with his signature shot.
I was hoping. Huh?
All those Lakers in the conversation. Good day for
you. Yeah, we got a lot. It's a rich history. But I was hoping LeBron broke it on Thursday, and he sky hooked it. Bucks, Kareem, tickets, all that. Ticket prices drop. They're back to face value now. Tickets. I mean, it's like
wait,
it's.
Wait, wait. Key, I gotta, so got to. So, what value did you get the tickets at if they just dropped?
Oh, no. I got them. I got the value. Oh, you mean what was my face value?
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest with you, because I haven't looked at the face value of the ticket. Yeah.
You get them for free?
But, I got them free for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But at the end of the day, everybody else that was trying to cop tickets, you know, you could have came. It could have been a come up. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of mortgage could have been paid off them tickets. Now all of a sudden, think about it, Jay. It's like, you know, you're a gambler. You're betting. And you got that ticket right in your hand. You going to the cage to cash it in. And then all of a sudden, the dude missed a shot. It went from you winning the triple parlay or whatever y'all call that stuff and all this money to nothing. And that's what these Laker tickets feel like right now. It's like, hey, you want to go to the game? I got a few tickets
for you.
You
should tell everyone, LeBron is going to set the record during that game, because every time he scores a point, it's a new record. Right?
Well, like, that would be true, too.
Record. Yeah. Try and sell that to someone. See what happens.
I really want. Yeah, it was cool to watch, though. I mean, it was the celebration. Just everything was just amazing to see. Today is a celebration of LeBron James and his greatness of 20 plus years in this league. And there's going to always, as you know, Jay, debates about who the greatest is and who won more championships and who didn't lose and who's a better shooter and who can score from the paint and who's a better team leader and what they do off the court. It's going to be all those conversations that's going on today.
That's sports for the rest of us.
Can I tell you
how we play sports?
Yeah. Can I tell you how much I probably appreciate LeBron James this morning? And it's like you're wearing a uniform, so it epitomizes guys like Kobe or Michael. Is that, you know, you're in the middle, at the end of the third quarter, you break the scoring record. He puts his arms up in the air. You get celebrated. Today, that's all everybody's talking about. And we just spent the first 2 hours of our show talking about the greatness of LeBron James and the greatness of the Lakers organization. I guarantee you this dude is livid this morning.
They lost.
Because they lost the damn game. Yeah. And if there's anything that you know from a competitor, is that, yeah, records are great. You know, it's hard to put things into the whole totality of what it means for your career. But you are in 13th place, and when people say, well, why did LeBron act so dramatic when you're going against the Celtics and Jason Tatum fouls you? Because all these games matter, man. And trust me, this dude thinks about his legacy. And they're in 13th place, and they lost to OKC last night, and it did not look good with LeBron having 38.
By one score. They lost by one score. That's got to be killing them
right
now.
With Russ, like, let's get to basketball now, with Russ having a hell of a game off the bench. And Key, regardless of whatever people want to say about it, I don't care. We celebrated LeBron for 2 hours. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it. Like Anthony Davis, they need you. They need you, because last night was not it for AD.
I don't know why you're looking at me, Max.
And people are going to point to the video out there of the camera being on AD sitting down while LeBron, like, but he's mad about it too, I would assume. But, like, a lot of redirection has to come. This dude at 38 years old is averaging 30-plus points per game, and you're looking at AD saying, yo, it's time.
And everyone's celebrating, and AD is not clapping.
I think he gave a smile. Running back, I think he gave one of these claps. Look
I'm
at the video closer.
He's not clapping, Key, if he's pissed off that they're losing.
Look at it closer. When he's sitting down, I think when he hit it, he gave a slight clap. But he's sitting down. He's looking at the screen, man. He's looking at the visual screen. Look at his head go up. He's looking at the screen. And when he hit it, let's see if he give a little silent clap. Let's look closely. I think he might. Yeah, his leg.
That was his leg.
You know, damn, AD, I'm trying to work with him.
I'm conflicted about this, because on the one hand, this is what Key calls germ spreading,
you're
right?
But maybe he's just angry and pissed off that they're losing. They're losing.
Listen, we live in an era of everyone has a phone on them, It means everyone has a camera on them with video. Everyone. Everyone in the world. Didn't used to be this way. And so
my sister just got
one little thing that you do is analyzed and misinterpreted and the whole thing. You know, on the other hand, he did sit there and didn't clap.
Look.
That's also true.
I mean, Key.
It is true.
I'll just tell you, Key, AD, 9 shots last night, 6 of 9, 2 free throw attempts, 8 rebounds, 13 points.
Could have played better. There's no question about it. Could have played better. But when you start to break down, like Max saying, every move that somebody makes, and it, look, man, I'm not going to be one of those guys that fall into the trap of trying to analyze why he sat down on the bench and is he mad at LeBron? Does he think he's getting traded tomorrow? I'm not gonna be that guy because I don't know what's going through his mind. As far as I can see it, in the way that I would look at it, it's simple. He knows his friend's going to break it. He knows that it's coming. He's a veteran. Westbrook didn't – you didn't see Westbrook going crazy. Westbrook basically, you know, hey, man, you won. Hey, happy. You know, you broke the record. Let's go now. Young dudes are screaming and hollering and people like that. AD, old veteran player.
He's seven feet tall, coming off an injury, tired. It's the middle of the game. Yeah. It gives him a second to rest. All those things are true. And yet, I agree with you, and it's pure germ spreading what I'm doing now. But in that moment, maybe you stand up and watch and clap.
I know you. Maybe you think that that's the case, but in the locker room,
we don't know
what they did.
Nuno says he might have hurt himself.
We don't know. He could be at LeBron's house right now chilling. We don't know.
He avoided injury by sitting there not clapping.
See, yeah, but y'all wrong, man.
Don't say y'all. I didn't say nothing.
And I knew the moment that they sent the video to our phones, first thing I said is, here we go.
Oh, no, he was trending last night.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, though.
He was trending last night. It was everywhere last night.
So whoever sent that. So whoever sent
that. And I watched Twitter at the same time.
But whoever took that video did it for a reason. They wanted to do that to try to embarrass him.
So
whoever did it.
Key has isolated the germs and they're not spreading now. So let's try this. I tried that avenue. Let's try this other germ spreading situation. See if this
nothing
can,
to see here.
See if this can catch a couple people can catch this one. LeBron James on TNT after the game was asked, does he have a couple more years left in him? Listen.
I know I can play a couple more years. You know the way I'm feeling, the way my body's been reacting to me throughout this course of the season. You know I can play a couple more years. It's all about my mind. You know, if my mind is still into it, if I'm still motivated to go out and try to compete for championships, because I feel like that's what I can still do for any group of guys, for any franchise. I can go out there and still help win multiple championships or win a championship. So that's my mindset. But it's all about the mind. If my mind is sharp and I feel motivated to go out and prepare myself every single day, then you're not going to continue to play this game.
What do you mean any franchise?
For any franchise.
Oh, God. He's talking about once his deal is up with the Lakers, he can go play with any group of guys.
Of course. Why wouldn't you want to stay with the Lakers?
Because maybe he doesn't. Maybe his son is drafted by Toronto, and he goes and wants to play. Why are you looking at me like that, Jay?
I was letting you go ahead and do your thing. Go ahead, man.
Maybe he's talking about Toronto, and he wants to go play with his son in Toronto. But
sure, go side with the Raptors over the Lakers, Key.
If his son goes there and he wants to play with his son, then what?
So draft.
Hey, look. This is a player-driven league. This is not a franchise or team-driven league. You know, players drive where they want to, you know, have their ending. And for LeBron, he wants to play with his son. What a hell of an example for his sons to see, though. I mean,
Cleveland drafts his son? He goes back to Cleveland for one last hurrah.
Oh, boy. End your career in Cleveland.
You want to squeeze a call?
I'll begin. Yes, do.
You want to take a talk to the
Max
people?
Wanted to try to.
He's going back to Max's list.
I'll come up with something else. Don't worry, Key. Josh in Connecticut. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Key, Jay, Max. Morning, guys. Morning.
Morning.
This is quick. This is quick for Max because I'm glad you brought up baseball earlier. So I've got a question. Is Hank Aaron a top 5 home run hitter of all time?
That's debatable.
All right, top 10.
Yeah, for sure top 10, yeah.
Top 10. Okay, so you made the point, right? Look at averages, not the numbers you compiled. Well, Hank Aaron is 43rd all-time average home runs per AB. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to leave it at that. In the words of Perk, carry on. Love you guys. Love you. Thank you for the call.
I agree. But as I said, it's top five is debatable. And just like LeBron, top five as a scorer. Hank Aaron also was, if you turned all the home runs into singles, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He had 3,500 hits. He played right field. Like, Hank Aaron's just a great all-around player. But if you want to just isolate the ability to hit a home run, it's debatable, just like with LeBron. They compiled enormous numbers because they were great at something that they did forever. But whether they were top five at that thing is debatable. What's that, Jay?
How about the fact he ranks 43rd, like the caller said?
Home run to at-bat ratio, he played pre-steroid era.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I mean, come on. The home run to at-bat ratio went bananas.
So I'm sure at the time that he retired, he wasn't sitting at 43rd.
Exactly. And also in the 20s and 30s, it was like, well, I don't want to get into too
he
much
didn't
baseball.
Play in but the 20s,
the,
man.
The condition, no, right. He played in an era in which it was harder to hit home runs than
yes.
the era
yeah.
in which some other guys who had better home run to at bat ratios hit, right?
Okay.
So that's the point I'm making. People want to talk a lot of LeBron today, and I don't.
They didn't even have us in Major League Baseball then. What the hell's wrong with you, Max?
Let Hank Aaron get his hands on some steroids, and then look
count.
At that home run to at bat ratio. He's hitting 47 a year. He has 67 home runs a year.
Call it PEDs, man.
PEDs, that's right. How should we summarize LeBron's time in L.A. so far? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What is LeBron James's greatest achievement?
His greatest accomplishment to me was winning that championship in Cleveland. You think about how he left and went to Miami and all the backlash and the burning of the jerseys and the owner talking, you know, smack, and then the owner having to basically kiss LeBron's, you know what, that's the greatest thing to me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Caffeine in a Purple Suit. Monica McNutt, ESPN basketball analyst. Good morning. Hold on. You know what, Monica? Your mic is not working. Paulie is on the case. Yeah, Paulie, it's okay. You can get in the shot. We need to get Monica's mic working. That's the priority here. Plus, Paulie's appeared on camera before. He sang during our Christmas shows, right? Yeah.
Paul's Jay, mic not working either.
Picking
Jay?
Up the rug that Jay has stained with all the
Jay,
coffee spills.
I can't hear you, Jay. Yeah, Jay's
no,
mic
Jay's
is out,
mic
too.
Paulie, what's
going on, Paulie? Yeah, it connecting stuff the wrong way. I guess it's just me and you now, Max.
Just Max is cutting
just like you wanted, huh, Max? That's just what you need.
Max
just
has,
just
Max
like
has
we
scissors.
Discussed, Key. All right.
you cutting everyone's mic, Max, so that you can just get all your LeBron takes off?
This is what we do. Monica, you just shout the opinion to me, and I'll – all right.
He'll tell you what you're thinking.
We are waiting for Monica and Key's mic. While we do that, Key, why don't we take
Jay's
a phone call?
Mic. Dave, yes, that is correct.
Mic. Dave in Los Angeles, you're on with Keyshawn and Max here on Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Max's top five. As far as Wilt, he needs to go off. And I off the list. Because basically, if you look at Wilt's playoff averages, it's only 22 points per game.
That's because on the Lakers, he was old and also wanted to prove a point about passing. I'm not claiming Wilt Chamberlain is as great a player as LeBron, right? They used to say in the champ, when it came to crunch time, if you needed him to score, he'd pass. If you needed to pass, he'd score. I'm not saying he's a great player. Scoring? Wilt averaged 50 points 1 year. The second top scorer was 30 points. He beat the field by 20 points a game.
Max, I would have averaged 50 back then, too.
Yeah, but, Key, that's fine. You can discount it. But discount a 20-point lead in scoring? You want to discount it down to 5 points? That's still historically great. Monica, is your mic working yet?
Still not working. Take another call. just take another call, Max.
Dominic in South Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn and Max. You're on KJM.
Keyshawn and Max.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate you guys. I want to let you know me and my dog, we listen to you guys every morning, and I got three questions for you. First one, why does everyone discount the Lakers for winning a championship in the bubble? Why didn't any other team win the championship? That's my first question. Second question is the Mount Rushmore of Lakers players. I would say Kobe, Shaq, Kareem, and Magic. What would LeBron have to do to be in that? And who would he replace? And the third question, watching the game last night, if you could show me one picture where Anthony Davis showed anything that he cared or a defensive stance, I would be surprised.
He made some good points there, Keith.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, he made some good points there. I don't know. You know, the Wilt thing.
Wilt's gone. We got Wilt off the list.
Second all-time scorer. I'm not going to argue with you. I don't want to die on the Wilt hill.
Well, you're already dead.
I understand people's points. They're not my point wins, but I don't want to insist that that's the case. Okay, but the point wins.
Every caller and everybody's been on the show says you're crazy. In terms of the Mount Rushmore for LeBron, everybody there has a long tenure in their career as the Lakers in that uniform, and they've won multiple championships. So he would have to have a long tenure and win multiple championships to even, I mean, like, who would you eliminate? You got Magic. He said Magic,
Kareem, Kobe, and Shaq.
Kobe in the Diesel.
I think Shaq, even Shaq has said he doesn't know if he's on the Mount Rushmore.
I understand.
Yeah, me understand. Too. Because, understand, by the way, Jerry West,
Elgin Baylor. Man, look, for what it's worth, Big Game James, man. People forget about how great Big Game James was. I understand.
And Elgin didn't win a chip.
But people forget. They just forget when you start talking. If Big Game James was on any other franchise, he'd be the greatest dude on that franchise history.
Listen, Jerry West, the thing is, you have to take into consideration not only his play, where he was one of the elite players. Remember when I said when Wilt led the league in scoring, he was 20 points ahead of anyone else? I believe Jerry West was second or third in the league that year with 30 points a game. Like, and he did that every single year. And he was called Mr. Clutch. And he won the MVP on a losing team. And then he won championships. But Jerry West also is probably the greatest executive in the history of the NBA. You know what I mean, Keith?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, you got to add it all up. Yeah, you get some points for that. It's just hard. It's hard when you got such great players that's done such a tremendous job when they wore the uniform for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Even Shaq's tenure wasn't long as Kareem's, but it still was longer than LeBron's.
He was in his prime, though.
And he was dominant.
Kareem came toward the end of his prime. Shaq was at his peak in L.A.
Well, I don't know if Kareem was at seventh year in the league at the end of his prime.
Well, let's put it this way. He spent about 3 or 4 years probably with the Lakers where you said that is prime Kareem. And then he was still better than everyone else, but he was starting to not be prime Kareem anymore.
Man, he wasn't prime Kareem to the end.
He wasn't 14 years. He got there in 79, 80. And
he spent 6 years in Milwaukee 80, and 14 80. With the Lakers.
He did not spend 14 with the Lakers, I promise you.
So how
oh,
you
no, take, wait, wait.
If
I
he
take
played
it back.
20 years, Max,
I take it back.
If he played 20 years, you went to Columbia and
I
do the math.
I take it back. I said 79, 80 was, that's the year they drafted Magic. You are right. Kareem got there 3 or 4 years before Magic. You're correct. You are correct.
Yeah, of course I'm correct.
So it's a first time for everything. Listen.
Yes, it is. Now I'm going to make fun of you.
Is there some way we can get Monica mic'd up? Monica, you want to share my disease-ridden mic? No, she doesn't. She says she does not.
But
Jay
Max
says no, yeah.
Max, I want to make fun of you, though.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Why does your T-shirt look like you slept in it last night and you got a jacket on that comes from, like, a private school?
No, this is not a private school. You want to see what...
It's just the logo thingy on it right there, you know? Okay, wild card boxing. I can't see that. The little logo looks like something from the private school, and you got a T-shirt
a
with
crest.
A,
I got a,
you, yeah, a crest, and you got a bacon collar T-shirt.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm like looking. I'm like, what's going on with Max?
This is not the show. You know, I was thinking when I took this show, hey, it's radio. I can wear whatever. Boy, they lab you on this show. Chris Canty comes in. If my uptowns are one day past expiration, which they are right now, by the way, Canty will come in and be like, yo, what's up with your Air Force Ones? Damn, Canty. And you know, that morning always key, I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, I get away with these for one more day. And of course, Canty will pop in unannounced that day and start gigging.
Yeah, look at the color on the laces, man.
Yeah, a little bit. They're a little dusty.
Come on, Max, you make too much money to be walking around like that.
By the way, I got two pairs in the box. I'm too lazy to take them out of the box. I got to go
in
the closet.
And they zoomed in on your yellow, your yellow shoestrings.
Josh in Louisiana. We'll take one more call as they fix the mics.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Morning.
What's happening?
So I wanted to throw something out there. I grew up as an MJ disciple and grew up as a fan, and I feel like I've been having this argument about LeBron being, you know, the GOAT since he was in high school, pretty much. Which, Key, I want to say that LeBron's greatest accomplishment is overdoing the hype that he came out of high school with, for one. I mean, I thought there was no way that guy was ever going to live up to it. But been having this argument forever. I kind of invented a word with my friends a few years ago, the TOAT. T-O-A-T, the most talentedest of all time. And I put LeBron, Aaron Rodgers, Dan Marino, guys like that in that category. I mean,
not
I think
fair
there's
to
a difference
lump LeBron
between
in
talent.
With, not fair to lump LeBron in with Marino and Rodgers, because LeBron has won multiple championships in three different cities. He has won a total of four titles. You cannot compare him to guys who didn't win a title or won one title. It's not fair to LeBron.
In terms of the hype, I understand what he's saying about, you know, the hype. He beat the hype early in his career when he took a team, drug a team, although he didn't win, as a puppy, to the NBA championship. Even though he didn't win, he already beat the hype. Who else has ever done
he
that?
Did
that
it
came
with the
out.
Worst
who else
squad
has ever,
ever
done
to
that?
To a finals.
Who's ever? Who else has ever done that? Coming straight out of high school within their first couple of years in the NBA, saying, "I'm taking this team to the NBA final."
On a team that bad, Key.
On a team that bad.
That's ridiculous.
So the hype was already over with.
I'll say this, Key. I agree with him about that. I agree with you, and I agree with the caller about the following. You said when he won in Cleveland. Right, game seven on the road. That was against a
down 3-1.
Down 3-1 against a 73-win team. That is maybe the greatest accomplishment in a single game ever, right? Or a single series ever. That's one. But I think the biggest accomplishment of his career is the fact that he comes out of high school with more hype than probably any athlete ever. And he not only lives up to it, he exceeds it. And he does it under the microscope of the modern media. And he leads on social issues throughout his career.
Yeah, I mean,
but a lot of guys don't do that or wouldn't do
that.
Yeah,
I wasn't factoring in. I was just concentrating really on the court. But mm-hmm. Yes,
his brand is a billion-dollar industry, and frequently throughout 20 years sounds like the adult in the room. Right?
Oh no,
like,
he's that guy. There's no question about that. He's him, as they like to say.
Yeah, he is him. That is for sure. But how do we summarize his time in L.A. so far? And people still want to talk about the list. Tremendous segment with Monica McNutt, by the way. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will. I would say Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, but right now it's Keyshawn and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So as we continue to talk, Max...
Hey, it's your dream come true. It's the Keyshawn Johnson Show.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, yeah, my dream come true, the Keyshawn Johnson Show, because no one's mics are working, it seems like. I've now got to deal with the producers and bring them in with me at times so I don't sit here and just talk to myself for the next hour and some change.
You want to take some calls, Key?
Yeah, let's take some calls.
How about Donald in California?
Donnie in California. What's up, man?
Hey, I just want to say LeBron's tenure in L.A. has been a failure, obviously. And, Key, you know this. We in L.A., man, we're used to winning championships, and everything else is secondary. So it's great what he does individually, but horrible as far as watching the Lakers. Horrible, man. I can't watch it. It's horrible.
Yeah, but we can't blame everything. Really we cannot blame everything on LeBron James about the – you know, 5 years or 4.5 years that he's been here, 1 year very successful and winning a championship in the bubble. And then so far we're sitting in the 13th spot right now, but we can't blame him. There's been a lot of injuries. We've gone through coaches. There's been issues in the front office. We've decided to sign certain players instead of going after other players. So I wouldn't just sit here and blame everything on LeBron and say it's been a failure. He did come in and deliver us a championship. That was one of the main reasons that they went out and got him, according to bring him in. Now, as far as where he will be when his Laker tenure ends, that's a totally different story. And I know the way Laker fans feel, and I've been a part of saying this as long as LeBron has been here. Because LeBron is not a long-tenured Laker, we feel a certain way about him. We love him. We're glad that he is part of the team, and we'd like to see him finish his career as a Laker. But most of his damage was done elsewhere. His championships was won elsewhere. His scoring was won elsewhere. Yes, we're going to celebrate him and his greatness of scoring, the scoring record in surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and adding on to that as he continues to wear the purple and gold, and we'll see where it ends. Pat, take another call.
Matt in Illinois, you're on with Keyshawn.
Hey, first of all, I want to say to Max, Rumble, young man, Rumble, been following you since Sports Nation days, but yeah, I definitely can't label it a failure for LeBron. Definitely deliver a championship in the bubble. So that's all he can do for Lakers right now and just continue to build on that purple and gold legacy. That's all I got.
Yeah, whenever you win a championship for a team and you've only been there basically four full seasons, I think most teams would take that championship. The problem with us, again, we're spoiled. It's the weather. It's the beach. It's a whole bunch of other things we can do with our time. And so whenever we win a championship, we feel like they just going to fall out of a jar of M&Ms all the time. And that's not the case. They are hard to get. And LeBron James certainly brought us one. And we're proud of that. And, Pat, let's grab another call.
Desmond in South Carolina. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with just Keyshawn Johnson. Desmond in South Carolina.
Dez, turn down your radio.
All right, Desmond's out. Get out of here, Desmond. TJ in Ohio, you're on with Keyshawn.
Hey, Keyshawn, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm here all by myself. Jay got mad, and he got mad at Max and left. And so Max did something to his microphone, thank God, so you don't have to listen to him with that idiotic top five that he put out there.
Well, first
what's
of
happening?
All, grew up a Jet fan back in the 90s. Loved you, man. We should have done way better with you and utilizing you. But for today, you know, I hear you guys every morning on my way in to work. Today I had a question for you, and, you know, definitely take your opinion strongly. I don't think any of the previous people in the NBA that were considered the greats at their time, you know, Michael, Magic, Larry, Kareem, I don't remember them ever in public, you know, when asked, acknowledging that they're the greatest. And I know LeBron's done that. I think he did it yesterday after the game when Shaq put him on the spot. And I think a previous interview on TNT and maybe his own show on HBO. What's your take on that? You know, this is more, you know, just LeBron as a personality. It doesn't take anything away from, you know, his greatness, obviously. But, you know, what's your take on that compared to the other people who are considered equally great, if not higher by some, you know?
Well, I think when you start, first of all, TJ, thinking about it, thank you for calling in. The media game was different back then. Now you have all sorts of different media outlets. The conversation of greatest, that probably started coming up 20 years ago. Who the greatest is, who's the greatest, the greatest, the greatest, the greatest, the greatest. And now it just continues to you know, grow because you have such great players in professional sports that, you know, we idolize, we look at, whether it's Steph Curry or Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes and LeBron James and Kevin Durant, and you start to hear it more and more now. But 20 years ago, that really wasn't the case because the media coverage of, in particular, basketball wasn't where it is today. Pat?
Last one, Dan in Texas.
I think Danny in Texas checked out. Oh, there you go. How you doing, Danny?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
What's happening?
First of all, love your show. Thank you. I had a quick question for you and Jay Will, because I hear you guys questioning Max for his top 10. As far as scoring goes, right, if we're going to discredit Will because he was taller than everybody for his scoring record, right, why don't we use the same criteria for LeBron James if he's 6'9", 250, and he could get to the hole better, yet Michael Jordan did it better as a scorer, right? He also has a better percentage from the three-point line. So why didn't he get to that all-time high score even faster if he's played 400 more games than him?
Not as good a scorer.
Max, you back?
I'm back. What, the sound of one hand clapping is over. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Boy, I never worked so hard in a segment.
Ooh, I know you were sweating. You couldn't wait to get back on the mic.
God.
It was like a rehab going on.
Yeah, like, you know, when you go to school, you go to work, you don't have any clothes on. That's the kind of a nightmare. What just happened? Someone stop my ability to scream in your ear. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, how do we summarize LeBron's time in L.A.? And people want to keep responding to my brilliant list. ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What is LeBron James's greatest achievement?
His greatest accomplishment to me was winning a championship in Cleveland. You think about how he left and went to Miami and all the backlash and the burning of the jerseys and the owner talking, you know, smack, and then the owner having to basically kiss LeBron's, you know what, that's the greatest thing to me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're working on getting Jay's mic fixed. He dared go at my scorers list, and this is how the radio gods punish him. No microphone for you. You want to take some calls, Key?
Absolutely.
Lady Zoe in Brooklyn, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, good morning. I just want to say first off that congratulations to LeBron James. But my comment is definitely for you, Max Kellerman.
Yes.
I am in total agreement that Kevin Durant is the most purest scorer in the league today. And he gets the disrespect for it, but he absolutely is. I will tell you that if he didn't go down in Toronto, I really believe that he would have surpassed Kareem's record already, or him and LeBron
James wouldn't be yet. He'd have, like, you know, LeBron's record is incredible because it is about not only very high production on a yearly basis, but longevity. So KD would have a ways to go. But to her point, Key, KD led the league in scoring 4 years. LeBron led the league in scoring once. They played in the same era. Like, you know, I don't think it's controversial to say LeBron's a greater player.
You got me?
You got, wait,
yeah, I got
is that
you.
Jay?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
We have
back.
Jay.
You guys can hear me?
Yeah. Somebody.
I was just calling into the hotline.
Yeah.
I was literally calling into the hotline. I got hung up on three times.
Yeah, we hung up on you, bro.
I'm like, why is everybody hanging up? I'm trying to call into my own show while I'm sitting on my show set.
Yeah, somebody texted me and said the reason the mics didn't work is because of Max silly takes.
I melted the mic, man. That's how hot it is. I melt microphones. That's how it goes. Jay, what do you think about – forget about this. All right, LeBron's a great scorer. I don't have him in the top five. You want to argue he's fifth. I'm not going to fight you.
He's
somewhere between five and seven, something
debate.
Like that. All right, look. Jay.
Max.
You had something to tell me as we thought the mics were working. We were about to do a segment. About
you think
LeBron.
He remember that?
I've already done a get up segment since then. I've been walking around. That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you think he remembers that?
LeBron James. Well, this is what I wanted to ask. Because he's chasing the record, obviously he's going to get the ball, especially, you know, AD came back, but he's the best scorer on the team. But we just saw him break the record in a game in which they lost. It's going to happen, right? But there was some, like, significance to the game. It's not just, like, a trivial thing. Ultimately, history might record that it's trivial, but at this moment, it's not a trivial loss.
So I just came over from doing Get Up with Greeny. He's like, what were your initial reactions when LeBron James broke the scoring record? And I was like, do you want my initial reaction? My initial reaction is that they were still down in the game. And if they were trying to win the game, Oklahoma City is a game and a half up on the Los Angeles Lakers in this whole play-in race, right? Like, that's the difference between 13th and 11th. In the Western Conference.
So you win and you're a half game back of that team, and you lose and you're two and a half.
Yes.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big thing. So, like, when people – and I last night, Key, I don't know if you've ever gone through something like this, Key. And I went through it a little bit at Duke when I scored, like, my highest career scoring points per game. Like, we didn't really stop the game, but it still got acknowledged. It was almost like when the game stops at the end of the third quarter, and it almost like a ceremony – occurs while you're down in the game, while we sit here today and depict, like, upon a video of Anthony Davis sitting down on the side. It's a very weird place for the rest of your teammates to be in. And Brian Windhorst just told a great story on Get Up where he was saying, hey, when the game was over, you had Bronny, you had his sons in the locker room with him. They were celebrating. He had a picture of Wilt and Kareem, and that he's the scoring champ. And then when they brought in there, it was like, all right, tough game today. 1, 2, 3, you know, team.
Tough.
Very
it's different
a really
if they
weird
win.
Dichotomy of, like, feelings. Yeah, we want to celebrate you, LeBron, but we're also in this race. And we just lost to Oklahoma City at home, a team that we're way more talented than.
Does that have something to do with AD's reaction to the game, to the shot that broke
I mean,
the
if
record?
If you're Anthony Davis, you're not getting your touches. The offense has changed. It becomes way more LeBron-centric
Does
to a degree.
Does it go back now to a more balanced offense now that the record is broken that's behind them?
I think you have to go back to an offense that is conducive to winning games. And I think for them, dominating on the paint and focusing the offense around Anthony Davis and having – he can't take 9 shots in the game.
No, cannot.
He should be having like, and I love Russ. Russ had 18 last night, 19. Like AD,
but those
Key
18, 19 came off the bench, and that's what he's supposed to.
Agree,
do,
but I wasn't saying Russ shouldn't take his shot.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, AD needs to be around 18 to 20 plus shots a game.
The reason I say that is because he did his job. Russ did what he was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Now Anthony Davis needs to do what he's supposed to do, and he didn't do it last night. In the Lakers. In order for the Lakers to even remotely challenge a playoff spot, Anthony Davis has to be the key. It ain't going to be LeBron James. It's going to be AD. When he plays like AD, the Lakers are a different team. And I think everybody in the NBA and NBA circles know that.
This is to LeBron's credit, by the way. The whole scoring argument we're having. LeBron scores when the team needs him to score. He's not his greatness as a player is higher than his greatness as a scorer. So he will sacrifice points if that's what needs to happen. If you remember, when he was in Cleveland in that run where Golden State, they had no chance because a 73-win team added Kevin Durant, it's a wrap. But LeBron was putting up 40 on the regular, 48 points, 15 boards, 8 assists, like on the regular, because that's what they needed him to do. His scoring average throughout his career would be higher if his team needed him to score more points. He will do whatever the team needs, but now I think the record may have gotten in the way of that a little bit.
I just want to say something about LeBron's scoring, and I think it's a point that you're really missing.
Okay.
Instead of it just being scoring, because that's always what we do, we compare to scoring. Why don't we do the accumulation of assists that lead to points too, combined with the scoring?
Offense,
like that, the entire carrying the that's, but that's still scoring to me, right? So like when I can go out for 40 tonight, Key. I can have 40, but then also nine of my assists have led to 27 points.
Wait,
so realistically, I'm accounting for 67.
Right, that's absolutely that is offense. This is an argument Stephen A. and I had once, a big argument on First Take, when I said if you're talking about just scoring. You're labeling offense, but if you're talking about just scoring, KD over LeBron. If you're talking about offense, now it's a different conversation.
Isn't
you
scoring
say
offense?
It's you part say of offense. We scoring. Say scoring, Max.
No. Those are two
but,
different
but Max,
things.
Max, it
scoring,
doesn't make, but Max, but Max,
scoring is part of offense.
But you say you can take the scoring and then create, well, look how Jordan carried his team. He had 46 points and he led the league in scoring. I can tell you a lot of scoring champs that didn't equate to winning.
No doubt.
Right? So, like, my thing is if you could score at a high clip, but you're also making a ton of plays.
Offense.
You have it's to, the same
absolutely.
Thing.
Wait.
You're accounting for points.
Yes.
You're accounting for
if
points.
If you want to say accounting for points in the service of winning, especially, LeBron James is, to me, second on the list to MJ. But that's a different list.
But wouldn't that make him number one?
No, because when you actually do, when you take into consideration what you want with all the advanced metrics about assists and win over replacement and real box plus minus everything, Michael Jordan leads NBA history in everything.
But he doesn't.
He does.
No.
Yeah, I didn't,
what doesn't?
I didn't
no,
know
you, oh, you want to, if you do a cumulative thing, I'm talking
okay,
about oh, on
but,
a per-season
basis. But
see,
that's the problem, that's the problem when you make blanket statements that like he leads in everything.
Yes, he does.
And then you just make it out and say, well, then it's cumulative.
His average.
It's not everything.
Hey. Yeah, it is.
When did assists become an advanced metric, though?
It's no. In other words, you're adding assists, but there are passes that lead to assists that you also might want to add. The point
no,
is,
no, that's not called an assist.
When you
passes that
well,
lead,
so why are you adding assists to points?
If I pass it to you and you pass it to somebody else, it's not my assist.
If you add up all the stuff you
passes
do on
to
offense,
passes don't lead to assists.
Michael's still number one, but now LeBron's number two.
Passes
oh God, Max,
ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.